Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Mexico's World Cup celebration, plus crossing the border and exercise. It's all coming up in just a minute.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
I'm your host, Megan Klingenberg, and after interviewing so many dudes during this Men's World Cup, I'm so happy to be back with my U.S. Women's National Team players.
I know the U.S. Men's National Team has changed how I think about myself, how I think about being an American, how I think about being on a team.
It's 1 year out from that World Cup, and we're going to talk about the brightest prospects in U.S. soccer. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's for the people going through heartbreak right now and you don't know what to do about it.
Okay.
Get sick, turn my stomach, throw up, upchuck, pray to the porcelain god. Barf, belch, bail out, blow chunks, lose lunch, vomit, feed the fish, and heave a log. Evacuate all you ate, retro, regurgitate, drop your cookies, puke, and spew. Hurl, purge are just a few words that come up when I think about you. That's quality material.
Oh, that is beautiful.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Do you guys agree that Mexico is the greatest country on earth after seeing the Mexican fans celebrate in this way? You'll see the video coming up. They're celebrating their World Cup team. It's hard to explain, but they have a woman in a wide yellow traffic cone, and you can't see her, but there's another woman in another traffic cone. They're going to run into each other.
Yes.
What?
And bam! Oh. And then they pick the winner up.
My gosh.
And then beers everywhere.
And they shower themselves.
Yeah, but the lady who got knocked down is still laying.
She's in the hospital.
She'll get up again. They're never going to keep her down.
That's right. You can't keep her down.
Shouldn't we at least be doing this at the border? All right, whoever wins this barrel of smashing, you can come over.
We'll give it to you. I've always said, are you familiar with the San Onofre border crossing checkpoint is in San Diego?
Yes.
It's like way inland, and I say, if they get it that far, give it to them.
They're already here?
Yeah. Holy hell, they're more in the country than I am. Come on.
Did you ever have to go through it?
Yeah. All the time.
I always got I had to do it a couple times, and any checkpoint, I was sort of oddly nervous, and there was no reason to be.
Well, you can tell us. We won't tell anybody.
I went to Tijuana, and I was nervous as a cat from the time I crossed the border until at the time I came home. It was frightening, and I don't know why.
There's just always something in the back of my head of going, they're going to just say that you can't come back into your country.
And I had the most delicious Mexican dinner, and salsa was crazy great, and I went to the bathroom, and there were just wires hanging out on the wall everywhere. I'm not making this up.
Like arcing?
No, nothing. Everything worked.
Yeah.
But there wasn't any sort of nice, neat box or anything.
Or a conduit on it.
No, nothing like that. It was just, here, it works.
Yeah, whenever you're like, oh, we have too many monopolies in this country, like you go to another country where there's none and there's 9,000 wires running through the streets and you're like, oh, maybe the monopolies are okay.
Maybe it's good we have OSHA or whatever.
Yeah.
But aren't you always traveling through the border with that one wacky friend you're worried about?
Like,
what is he carrying on?
And that
No, I'm good.
You know who that wacky friend on this visit? George Lopez.
George Lopez.
That was the wacky friend. And we saw a donkey,
yes,
painted like a zebra, wearing a sombrero, and you could get your picture taken with him.
Oh, about that.
And then there was a puppy dog.
No.
Tied to a lamppost.
Wow.
And let's put it this way. The puppy dog didn't need to be tied anywhere.
Oh!
Yeah. It was just...
He wasn't going to run away?
No, he wasn't going to go anywhere.
Oh.
No.
How long were you there? A night, right? Did you spend the night there?
6 hours. No.
Oh, okay.
Six, 7 hours. Well, we couldn't get George out of there.
I know.
He kept going in the back room.
interesting.
All right. Mm-hmm. Like pool, a little bit of pool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been pool back
some pool. Yeah. The same trip where this guy from a bar came out on the sidewalk. We're walking down the street toward the bar, and he goes, "Excuse me, fellas, excuse me. You're not afraid of a little, are you?"
Women?
Yeah. The slang for
yeah.
You're not afraid, are you?
Down here, I would be afraid.
Yeah. I'm terrified. Yeah.
I'm afraid of what they're carrying.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yikes.
That was an evening.
Wow.
Where do I go from there?
Hey, real quick, I'm sitting at Tom's desk today because Tom is out.
Let's go through his stuff.
And I have found an unwrapped Christmas present, and I know that it's Christmas because there are Christmas trees on it.
And
the wrapping.
I wrapped that present.
Oh, I know what that is.
I wrapped that present.
Gift. That's your gift to him, isn't it?
Well, he unwrapped one of them, but I think I got him.
You did.
There are two Duane Allman replica guitars, and that obviously is the second one.
He claimed 2 weeks ago, because you called him out on this, he claimed that he opened both, didn't he?
Uh-huh. He sure did.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you asked him, he would say it's for our own good, but I think he might be lying to us. every now and then.
Should we open it and put it back there and see if he notices?
No, I think we should give it to... We need to give that to somebody else.
No, you should take it back and give it to him again and see if he...
Oh, chicks.
That's funny.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
What
same
wrapping,
what
we're
same
doing.
Everything.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm just take it home and then bring it back in. I'm going to make a big damn deal about it at Christmas.
Well, I know
Tom,
for a fact
this is hard to find.
That he in his office is a gift I gave him. I guarantee I'm going to rewrap something I've already given him.
I think we all should.
Yes.
You know,
give it to him this year.
Tom
yes.
has a gift from his mother he's never opened in his office.
Right, but that's he has different. Other reasons
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With us, it's just the man doesn't like receiving gifts.
Right. Or he doesn't like us.
Evidently, he loved his mother or something. I can't relate.
I know, that's odd.
Whatever.
I wish he had opened it, but kitten's starting to smell.
Oh, boy. Tied to a lamp post.
Tied to a lamp post. What do you got, Christy?
A new study out there finds exercise.
Boo! Oh.
Makes people more generous.
Is that right?
British researchers said the dopamine boost triggered by moderate exercise made participants feel more energized and alert. Those participants who experienced this mood boost were then significantly more likely to donate to charity and to take positive financial risks on their own behalf.
Is it bad that I have a gym membership?
Yeah.
A family gym membership. And I can't remember the last time I was at the gym.
Do you still pay for it?
Yeah.
Does the family go?
No. Nobody goes. And you know what? I think they like the gym likes it that way.
Well, sure.
They love it. They'll take a lot of you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They love me. I get all kinds of mail from them all the time. Emails, yeah. Snail mail. Yeah.
What's prohibiting you from going?
He already looks good. Look at him.
Motivation. Yeah. What did I do yesterday? I walked in the yard with the dogs, and I'm really sore this morning.
Do you remember what it used to take to cancel a gym membership?
Yeah, I think
you had to go in there and sit.
Sometimes you had to go in, and then sometimes you had to handwrite a letter and send it to some other place.
Yep.
I mean, they would not accept emails.
Exactly.
Right.
It was nuts. It used to be like that canceling porn websites too. In my 20s, I remember, I got it.
Did you send a note to your mom?
I was like, you got to call your grandma and tell her what you've been watching. It's just such a bummer.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yeah. It says, however, people have to enjoy breaking a sweat to feel the warm glow of generosity, though. Participants who did not experience mood improvement after exercise actually showed the opposite pattern and ended up giving less.
Oh, those who didn't exercise enough.
I got you. Yeah.
Gave less.
Yeah. If you're going to go to the gym, do it. How I've half-assed it in the gym before, and it's, you do. You just leave and go, I'm kind of sweaty and grumpy.
You feel bad about
it.
What's wrong with me?
I just took a shower and changed my clothes.
I could have done this at home.
Yeah. You can have a decent workout and not sweat.
You can, but when you know you didn't give it your all, it's just the worst.
Do you got gloves?
No, I used to gloves? Back in the day when I would really lift.
That throw the iron around?
Yeah. Oh,
What back do you bench? What do you bench when you?
Oh, about 40.
No. The answer is all
twice
of
your weight.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know what I bench now. I do that like a machine rather than free weights.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what the weight would be. I don't know.
You got to do the free weights.
I know. I do a combo. What do you do?
No good. I told you. I haven't been. I don't even know which gym it is now. Unless I get the email. Oh, that's right. I'm a member there. Yeah.
Do you have weights at home that you can use?
No.
Okay.
No, I picked the dog up. She's like 70 pounds.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah.
Turns out the mini Aussie's not a mini Aussie.
Hmm.
Does your dog stay still when you bench press her?
At first, and she tends to not to like it very much.
I went yesterday for the first time in a while.
Did you?
Yeah, just did the sauna.
What would you do?
I was just got annoyed in the sauna with the politics and
people talk in the sauna.
Yeah, they talk in the sauna.
No.
They
do.
And they're talking politics.
That's worth canceling your membership for.
Yeah, no one's coming there or doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Wait a minute.
Oh
maybe,
my gosh.
Maybe I'm onto something. Not going.
Oh, you are.
I'm part of society. I'm contributing to the bottom line. I just won't go to the gym. There.
Is there a podcast that takes place in a sauna?
Not yet. There's not.
Will you start it, Pat?
That's a great idea. Except I'd be the annoying person, though, in the sauna.
No.
At a home sauna.
We'd somehow figure it out. Yeah, we'd figure it out to where it would just be you and your guests.
That's a great idea.
I think actually, better yet, if it were
Kevin
strangers.
Hart does the ice plunge podcast.
Yeah. Oh, he does? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Ooh, yeah. That would be.
I thought there isn't there a sauna one out called Hot Ones.
That's the wings.
Is that about eating
wings?
Wings.
Oh, I've never watched.
You
that.
Know,
just, you're naked.
You're just being.
Isn't there a time limit on the sauna?
What's it take?
Yeah,
to,
about 15, 20 minutes.
Like put a sauna in the house. Is that
it
like
it doesn't
a,
take much?
Is that like a $9 million?
No,
really.
We've looked at it actually.
I could put one in your house today.
Today,
I helps the heart out. Costco, 50%. I bring it over. We build it today.
Whoa!
It is so, today, it's so good for your heart.
Is this the
infrared?
There's the Three Stooges one where they stick their head out. And,
if that's what you want, we'll get it.
It's
for you.
It's probably close to walk-in closet size, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, is that right?
It's not too big. You can fit,
but
two.
It's wood
with the rocks and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
no perfect. Kidding.
Yeah,
the steam, all of it.
The one I saw was dry, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's with dry all, heat.
Yeah, the sauna's dry.
With the red.
Right.
Red infrared, light. Uh-huh. The infrared thing. It's the hot not a thing.
Schwitz.
A Schwitz, yeah.
A what?
That's the eucalyptus with the Schwitz.
I have eucalyptus for Super Shower Saturday.
Yeah, I have eucalyptus in my bathroom.
The eucalyptus puck.
Ooh.
Do you have to chew it long?
About 10 minutes and you're there. No, you put it on the floor.
Koala style.
Man, they do love eucalyptus. Don't
they're addicted, man. It's a sad.
I'm hearing in my head Tom saying, all right.
Today is
National Armadillo Day.
National Kissing Day.
Oh.
It encourages you to reconnect and draw closer to your loved ones.
Standard kiss or French kiss?
Well, I think it just says the...
Do you make that noise when you go into the French?
I go, open your mouth as wide as you can. And then she does. And I go, and then I grab her one hand on the top of her head, one hand on her chin, and I tilt her head back. And then I just plunge my tongue into her mouth
God.
Women love that. You have to take chances.
Dude, she swoons.
I told you this. I dated a girl in high school. She kissed like a ball jar, a mason jar. She just, and would not
move or anything, nothing.
Give me anything to work with. Just, it was a weird, it was kind of hot, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah.
The act of kissing triggers the release of endorphins,
which not only
boosts mood, but it can also reduce anxiety and lower your blood pressure.
But also, sometimes a good kiss can
give you a boner.
Oh, boy.
That's a really good kiss.
You can get
one from just a kiss?
Yes!
Of course!
An orgasm? Are you kidding me? That's hot.
I can get some before the kiss.
Yeah, on the way to the kiss.
Really?
Boing.
Oh,
man.
You're not talking orgasm.
No, we're talking the boing.
Right.
You're just talking.
A chubby.
You're loading up the truck.
Yes.
Okay. You're
putting one in the hopper.
Okay.
Kissing's hot.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
What would it take for one of us guys to kiss another guy? French kiss another guy?
Money. Yeah,
it would take a lot. An enormous sum of amount of money.
Yeah.
Would it be, have to be enormous? Frenched another guy?
I never have.
No.
I'm trying to think if I've actually just.
Have you Frenched another girl?
Come on.
Maybe.
All right. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I kissed another guy on the lips for 1 second.
That was it?
It was my best friend. Jason. We were in college. And these two girls said, we will make out if you guys kiss. And we didn't even confer. I swear. We just both kissed each other on the lips real quick. And then they made out for 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
Oh, it was. And then we each made out with them.
Whoa.
It was a rad night.
You know, Katy Perry's song is right. You know, girls know how to kiss.
You know what you are. You're a swinger is what you are.
Oh, man. It was great.
Man.
That was a fun time. Columbia, yeah. Missouri.
Gem of the ocean.
It's also the same night I...
Yes?
Fell asleep in my clothes, passed out in my clothes, and woke up. I wet my jeans.
Were the ladies still there to witness?
Everybody was still
there. Everybody was still
there. As a matter of fact, I think they stood around watching while I wet my jeans.
It was terrible. That was a long
time. Is that a good party? Is that a good party or a bad party? Standing around watching someone who's passed out wetting themselves.
Oh, that's
I've
a good
never
question.
Seen that happen.
That's a good question.
I think that I say that's a good party.
I would be sad.
Chick and I were at a party where we watched a man standing.
Three guys.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And they all willingly just peed their pants.
And then,
okay, wait.
And what? I think all of them, or I know at least one, took a shoe off and poured the urine out.
It went down into a shoe. That's exactly how we reacted.
Was it a bet?
Yeah.
What?
No, they were doing it for fun.
Yeah.
That was a party.
Yep.
And I think they were expecting cheers and they didn't really get any.
But it started out a little bit and then it kind of got, oh my.
They're expecting cheers, cheers, and they got golden girls.
Yeah. It was, that was really something. I tell you.
I am stunned.
I'll never forget it.
No. Nope. You and I just kind of looked at each other and went, boy, that
is. Hey, it's time to leave. Is that what I would have said?
Is that what it takes?
It was a special event.
Yeah. It was an event. It was an event. Yeah. And let's take a poll. Who would you, among the guys, who do you want to kiss each other?
Yes.
You can make any pair
combination
you want.
Me
and Josh, me and Jeff.
Right. And, Ace and Pat.
Yeah.
We've already been there.
Whatever. And whatever you come up with, we have to do it.
Oh, man. I mean, rules are rules.
No, that's a teaser. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Start your day with the morning jolt of Drake Toll.
See, now it's on demand. My podcast is kind of a radio thing, I think, but also it's a bit of a TV show, and it's about whatever I want it to be. It's listening live as it happened, when it happened, with the instant reaction.
Your home for talking sports.
We go back. The Drake Toll Show, Westwood One Sports Network. And there it will be. On demand. On your radio. Anywhere in the country. I'll see you there.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Your home for Drake Toll. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.